Welcome back. We're happy to welcome back to the program the good folks from Manage Community Health Center, this time here to talk about their annual June Bloom fundraiser. It is set for Thursday, June 4th at Leo's Events and Restaurants in Braintree. So a brand new location. And Sandra McGonigal and Michelle Duggan are here. Ladies, welcome. Happy spring.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
So nice to have us.
That's great to talk to folks from Manage. It's always a pleasure. You do such great work in the community. Been around for so many years and expanded exponentially, really, in the past few years, Sandra. But for folks who might not be aware, because I always like to say there's new people coming to the city all the time.
Absolutely.
Never have heard of Manage. So give us a little background.
Sure. Thank you. So Manage Community Health, yes, we have been around in Quincy for quite some time, since 1979. In fact, our founding site in Howes Neck, which is still in operation. We now have four sites in Quincy. We have a site in Germantown, our Snug Harbor site, as well as one at the Father Bills and Mainspring Housing Resource Center.
Yes.
That was our newest Quincy site. But our largest site in Quincy is our North Quincy location, which is at 110 West Quantum Street.
Sure.
In addition, we also have a site in Hull and two sites in Taunton and one in Attleboro. So as you said, we are growing exponentially.
Really?
Yeah, actually close to 30,000 patients.
Wow.
Almost 100,000 visits a year.
Wow.
So, but our heart remains in Quincy as well,
yeah,
and always will be.
Sure.
So a little bit about Manage.
Yeah.
Obviously, our main focus is on primary care. That's
mm-hmm.
the heart of what we do. But we also have a wide array of services that we kind of build around folks to make sure that they have everything that they need to stay healthy. That includes mental health counseling, substance use and recovery services. We have chronic disease care management, nurse care managers who help, you know, folks with things like
diabetes, right?
High blood pressure, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Nutrition services,
yes.
They kind of work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding team.
Oh, they've been here many times.
Services.
Yep,
yeah,
and they're wonderful.
Yeah.
We have community health specialists who, you know, help connect folks who need different community, just extra support, transportation
mm-hmm.
assistance or housing assistance, things like that. Sit with them, fill out their applications, work with them to get them connected to what they need. Our health insurance navigators, who
yes.
have been here many times
yes.
as well, help folks with their health insurance needs. At North Quincy, as I mentioned, our largest site. We have some special kind of programs there. We have our pharmacy, which is open to the community as well
right.
as to our patients.
It's the best kept secret, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's really wonderful right there at 110 West
yeah.
Quantum Street. We have a vision center. We have two optometrists on staff and that is open to the community as well as
to
our
know.
Patients.
Yeah.
So we also offer x-rays and mammograms for our patients, which is so convenient.
Yes.
You
and
know,
so
people
critical.
Have. Yeah, yeah, I mean, people have difficulty getting appointments, and they can have it, you know, come right down
right
from their
the
doctor's
backyard.
Appointment.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
so
a flagship location. Yeah, it's great.
It's wonderful. And so, you know, Manage's mission, we really, you know, we don't turn any patients away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's the core of community health centers, right?
It is. You
is
know,
to,
that's
is to make
that's
healthcare
really
available to all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we were, you know, why the whole movement began
right.
to make sure that everyone, regardless of their situation, has access to same quality
right.
care. So, and that's why having, you know, events like June Bloom are so important, because not everything is covered by, you know, paid for by insurance and so forth.
Sure.
So we need to rely on our philanthropy and fundraising. So.
Yep.
Hence June Bloom.
June Bloom, yeah. Well, I mean, Manage is a nonprofit 501c3
yep.
corporation, so any donations are tax deductible. I always like to point that out.
Yes, good
well.
Point. Thank you.
But, you know, by supporting the health center, I mean, you're really supporting your neighbors, right? Your
exactly.
friends, people
exactly.
in the community. It's right in the name, Manage
yep.
Community Health Center.
Yeah.
So it really is giving back to your community, either financially or. I know there are volunteer opportunities
absolutely.
As well.
At absolutely.
But yeah, as you mentioned, June Bloom, this is kind of your signature event, right? That happens every year.
It does.
And as I mentioned this year, it's Thursday, June 4th at Leo's Events and Restaurant in Braintree, which is Leo Kekka's latest creation in the culinary field. Michelle, this is your baby, right?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's definitely a team effort, but
happy
to be helping to drive the charge on it. We're really excited about the event this year.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what will be happening. It starts at 5:30, runs through 8:30.
Yes.
What's it all about?
Yeah. So it's a great event. And, you know, I will kick things off by just giving a big shout out and thank you to our event sponsors who make it all possible. You know, our biggest sponsor, our health center champion sponsor is Fox Rock Properties, who's been a wonderful partner of Manit for years.
Excellent.
We're so appreciative of their support.
Right here in Quincy as well.
Right here in Quincy.
The real estate arm of Granite Telecommunications.
Yep. They're wonderful. We also have our Community Hope sponsors, and that includes, you know, Mayor Tom Koch and the City of Quincy, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, and Globo, South Shore Health, as well as the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers. And the list goes on from there. I appreciate you sharing all of our wonderful partners and sponsors. But it's truly, you know, it's for a community cause, and it's really supported by the community.
Yeah. So. And interestingly, some of the sponsors you mentioned are other healthcare providers, so that, you know, they're not seeing you as competition. They're in this together.
Yeah, we're really in this together, and I think there's just a lot of collaboration and support to best serve our patients.
Sure.
Yeah.
So important to recognize that, for sure.
For sure.
So tell me about the fun stuff that'll be happening that night.
Yeah, the fun stuff. Yeah. So we've got a really special event plan. Like, as you mentioned, we're excited to be at the new Leo's Events and Restaurant Braintree. We've got some fun event highlights that I'll just share, kicking off with our raffle. So we've got a wonderful raffle this year for guests to participate. And actually, you don't need to be present at the event to purchase raffle tickets or present to win. So folks are welcome to purchase tickets online now on our
right
website.
Now? Okay,
even
great.
Yep, they're all up there.
Okay.
We've got a really wide range of prizes, from sports memorabilia to dining experiences and some smart home technology and some fun things like that. So again, if you want to support the health center, whether you can attend or not, feel free to purchase tickets. They're $3 for $25, $10 for $50, or 25 tickets for $100. So
okay.
You can go online, check those out.
Okay. ManitCHC.org.
Yep, you got it. / June Bloom. We also have a wine pull at the event this year, and it's really just offers this gorgeous selection of, you know, red and white Southern Italian wines, which is great. And our sort of unique twist on it is we also have, as part of that, extra virgin olive oil, because we have some folks that may or may not choose to drink and like to cook, and so that's kind of all tying into our Southern Italy theme.
Fun,
very fun.
Okay. And although you can cook with wine too.
Yes, you can. You can. Indeed.
Good point.
Indeed.
That's great.
Each bottle is really, you know, it's kind of a work of art in and of itself.
Yes.
So folks can go to the event itself. They can purchase, you know, a bottle for $25 or two for $45. And it's just fun. It's another fun element.
Nice.
That raises funds for the health center. While we're talking about food and wine, just wanted to point out we've got a great menu. We're super excited to be able to partner with Leo and his culinary team on this. And so, you know, guests will be able to enjoy, you know, antipasto and food stations and past hors d'oeuvres, all kinds of great things. And no one will leave hungry. We know that. So it'll be great.
Healthy things, I'm sure.
Yes.
It is a health center, after all.
It is. Of course. Approved by our nutrition team. So we've got that, and then probably the piece that we're most excited about this year is our silent auction.
Okay.
We are just so blown away by the generosity of some of the donors and the partners that have offered up great auction items to support.
Yeah,
it's really great. So again, similar to the raffles, folks are able to obviously bid online at the event, but also if anybody's interested in, you know, bidding on some of these items and they're not at the event, we're going to be pushing the auction, silent auction, live next Tuesday, May 26th.
Okay.
You can kind of go online right now and preview some of the items that we have.
Good to know.
But maybe I could tease a couple of
them. Please do.
Yeah, it's great. I think one of the items that we're most excited about is we have this really unique trip to the Amalfi Coast.
Wow.
That will be part of the auction. Yep. It's titled Do As the Italians Do, because it's really kind of a behind-the-scenes, more intimate tour. Of course, you know, the winning two guests will be able to visit some more famous destinations, but also, you know, check out some of the hidden gems, right? Go on some local tours of, you know, visit small farms and wineries and some, you know, hands-on experiences and really get a flavor of the food of the region.
Wow.
So it'll be great.
You're tugging at my heartstrings here, Michelle, with all this Italian-themed merchandise and culinary experience.
And it was really personally curated by some folks who are near and dear to our hearts.
Oh, really?
Bob Griffin and Roseanne Russell.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Okay, yeah. Very good. So that's a thought put into this.
A lot of thought was put in. We're so appreciative for them, for their support. And, you know, that I think it's going to be a great, if you're thinking about going to Italy anyway, or you'd like to kind of, expand and travel, this is a great opportunity to do it while supporting the health center.
Right.
And it does include a $1,500 travel voucher for flights and transport.
Okay.
So
what a nice gift. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're excited about it. Yeah.
You could win it.
You could win.
Just keep bidding.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
If you'd like to stay more local, there's also a private chef's dinner and drink tasting at Mason's for eight. Mm. So that's, if you haven't been to Mason's yet, this would be your perfect opportunity to see it in style.
Yes, the old Quincy Masonic Temple right on Hancock Street downtown, a Jimmy Lang production.
Yeah. Yes, and we are so appreciative to Jimmy and the JP Fuji Group for making this possible.
Very nice. That's an excellent gift as well. Yeah, or item. I shouldn't say gift. You have to win.
You do have to bid, yes.
Bid early and often, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about maybe a fundraising goal, Michelle, for this event?
Sure. Yeah. You know, we've got a goal to raise $250,000 in support of essential programs and services for the health center. And so, you know, we're doing our best to get there, and really appreciate support from the community.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. And Sandra, maybe talk a little bit about what the funds could be used for from June Bloom.
So as I said, we have so many programs and services, but not all of them are covered by current grants that we receive or from revenues from insurance or so forth. So it's really going to kind of help us continue to offer the wide variety of programs and services so that we can kind of, like I said, wrap our arms around our patients. And
all
make sure
the extra
they have,
things, right, that aren't covered in your budgets. I know that when you unveiled the mammography unit, that was just a huge asset that folks took advantage of because they didn't have to travel to Boston.
Right, there was a void, and we filled it.
Right, exactly. The pharmacy is another example, right, of that as well.
Yes, please come check it out.
Right, and you do collaborate with some of the major healthcare institutions as well.
Oh, we have excellent relationships with all of the community. I mean, we are a clinical affiliate of Boston Medical Center, but we have a very great relationships with Social Health and all of our community health partners.
Yep. So, and I always like to point out too that there is still, I guess, kind of a misconception that healthcare centers are only for folks who don't have insurance, and that's not true.
Not at all. Yeah. No. I mean, our patient base. We have executives.
Right.
We have housewives. We have anybody.
Yes.
Anybody. Our doors are open to anybody.
So, and you mentioned Taunton. You're in the public school system.
We are. We opened our first school-based health center in Taunton a couple of years ago, and it's going great. Yeah.
So that's really taking it into the community as well.
Absolutely.
Michelle, for June Bloom, do you need any help? Do you need any more donations? What do you need? This is your chance.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
I would say yes. So we're still, the tickets are still available for sale. They're $175 per ticket, $300 for a pair of tickets, and we do have a senior discount for $125. So please purchase your ticket. We'd love to see you at the event. If you're not able to attend for whatever reason, as I mentioned, go ahead, bid on the silent auction, purchase raffle tickets, or truly just send, you can go online to manatchc.org/donate and just make a contribution of any amount. It really all is appreciated.
Sure.
Yeah.
And help that night.
We actually could use a couple more event volunteers the night of, so if anybody's interested, please feel free to reach out.
Okay.
Can
always use help, I'm sure.
We can always
extra hands.
There's always cleanup afterwards. Folks kind of forget about that part of it. You're both nodding heads in agreement, we were sorry that Cynthia Sierra couldn't make it here today, unfortunately.
She sends her regards.
But she will be here in the future, I am sure. And,
absolutely.
I know she's very busy doing other manat duties for sure. Anything else we should add for June Bloom right now?
No, but please consider joining us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Social media presence as well?
Yep. Look at us on all of Manat's social media platforms. We'll be pushing out different content. Make it easy for you to check out our auction items.
Great. I hope you have a wonderful event again this
year. Thank you.
So thanks for stopping by to share it with us.
Thank you.
You're
thanks
very
for having
welcome.
Us.